Hello, everybody. My name is Funk McLovin. It's currently 5:27 a.m. I'm sitting in my apartment, and I'm waiting 30 minutes to go to my coffee shop because my coffee shop opens at 6 a.m. And I woke up at 5 a.m. today, which is sort of it's just how my life has been. You know, I haven't been waking up early so much as just keeping odd hours. Like, I've been awake since like 1 p.m. yesterday, and I don't think I'm going to be falling asleep for another couple hours here, so I might as well get some coffee. And I just wanted to bring you something I saw, something I've observed in the past week, from sort of March 1st to the 7th. It's currently the 8th, but we're going to talk about Florida Man. What's he been up to? What's Florida Man been up to? Because it's been a prolific week for Florida Man. Let's talk about this. Let's look at the headlines. Now, I just Googled Florida Man March 2021, and a veritable cornucopia has opened up for me. Like, there are pages on Google News right now full of just Florida Man. And I wanted to go through some of them. Now, the first article is from USA Today. Florida man drowns in pond, presumably looking for a lost golf ball. Let's read here. Again, this is from Golf Week, which is apparently a subsidiary of USA Today. So Florida man has caught the attention of Golf Week. What is this, magazine? Yeah, it's a magazine. It's subscribe to Golf Week for just $24.95, print and digital. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like a shitty deal to me. Like, Golf Week, first of all, I'm not interested in golf. I used to be. I played golf with my dad, but it was just very sort of superficial interest in golf. But to pay $25 for a subscription to Golf Week, you could buy a lot of things for $25. You know, that's a dinner for two at Denny's. It's a dinner for one at our Applebee's, you know? But yeah, Florida man drowns in pond, presumably looking for lost golf ball. A Florida man who was searching for a golf ball around a pond was found dead earlier this week. The man died over a golf ball. Police rescue teams recovered the body of 74-year-old golfer Milo Jasmins, according to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office at East Lake Woodlands Country Club, just 20 miles from Tampa. The incident happened on Sunday. Now, Milo Jasmins, I don't know how to pronounce that name, he was searching for his old golf ball. Must have had sentimental value, you know, his fucking grandpappy gave him that golf ball. He had to have it. Now, 74-year-olds, I'm not going to lie, that's a pretty full life. Like, that's a good score, right? Like, 74, that's not too bad. And honestly, honest to God, if I died at 74 from drowning looking for a golf ball and at like a Golf Week story got written about me, I would consider that a win. Shout out to Tim Schmidt. This was on March 2nd, so this was just this past Tuesday. So a week ago, tomorrow, my man Milo Jasmins died looking for a golf ball. The man hit his tee shot. This is a quote again from Golf Week. The man hit his tee shot on the third hole and was last seen, quote, looking for his ball near the green, the sheriff's office said in a statement. Quote, Jasmine's golf cart was parked on the cart path and his putter was found lying. I'm sorry. This is painting a wonderful picture to me. His putter was found lying on the ground near the water. This sounds like it's from a movie. Okay? This sounds like it's from a film. This is fucking hilarious. Friend of Jasmine's, who was born and raised in the Philippines, said he liked to search for the golf course for lost balls. What the fuck? So this last sentence of this tiny article is inscrutable to me. Listen, I'm gonna read it just as it is. Friends of Jasmine's, who was born and raised in the Philippines, said he liked to search the golf ball course for lost balls. So are the friends of Jasmine's born and raised in the Philippines? Or was he born and raised in the Philippines? And did the friends say that he liked to search the golf course for lost balls? Or did he say that he liked to search the golf course for lost balls? Because, you know, who doesn't? You know, fucking search for golf ball, this poor fucking guy. you know, Milo Jasmines, if you're in heaven looking down, your life, the expiration of your life has caused me amusement. So thank you. Let's move along here. This is from CBS Miami. This is an incredible, this is from what I believe is Channel 4 CBS Miami. It's given me an ad here. So this headline is what I want to sort of talk about. The headline goes, "I was physically shaking. I was so excited. : Florida man on seeing four endangered Florida panthers at same time." Now, I don't know about you. I don't know about you. But if I saw four panthers, I would be losing my shit. I would not care how endangered they are. I would not give, I wouldn't know how endangered they are. I don't have that data, like, in my brain, you know? I don't look on Wikipedia for fucking endangered panthers. This is astounding. Rare panther sighting. I was physically shaking. All right, let's read this. Miami. What a stroke of luck to get a glimpse of a Florida panther in the wild. But how about seeing four more at the same time? This is hyping it up like you saw a parade, like you saw four parades at once, or you found a $20 bill, when in reality, this is a panther. Let me remind you, a panther is a huge, like, cat of prey. You know, your cat is probably very small, you know, maybe 10 to 15 pounds, maybe 20 pounds if he's a real chunker. But he would hunt you like a fucking animal if he was bigger. And those panthers that I'm looking at right now on this website are bigger. I was physically shaking. I was so excited, says Ezra Van. I wouldn't doubt it. I would be physically shaking as well of absolute abject terror. He says, I start taking pictures and another panther walks up and they both start playing with it. Another panther walks up, and then all three of them are toying around with it. And then a fourth panther walks up. It says, it happened just when he was leaving and saw a panther hanging out with a vulture. This makes it sound like they're in like a bodega parking lot. They're like in a fucking bodega parking lot. They're like, yeah, I saw them hanging out together. It's like a fucking, this is insane. This is amazing. Florida man, you are beautiful. All right, let's see here. This next article is from Kiro, Seattle. Florida man accused of murder after wife's remains found buried in the backyard. This one's pretty depressing. You know, he's accused of murder. And his little mugshot here, He looks like he's either being incredibly sultry or he, like, wants to, you know, murder me. This one is just sad, so I'm going to skip the details. But they have... the main thing about this on Kiro 7 News, I don't know what news channel this is. It says live, it's local, in-depth. That's amazing. But the South Florida Sun Sentinel, they have a Twitter post from them on this article, and it's it says they can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Husband said of wife's body found backyard. Like, this is all Florida is like. What they just they don't need to make movies anymore. They just need to go to Florida and find interesting people, right? They don't need to make movies. You know, you could save money. You don't need sets. You don't need plots. You don't need writers. You just need to go to Florida and start filming until something happens. You know, you can do that now. We have SD cards instead of rolls of film. You're not going to waste anything. All right. There's another from CBS Miami about the gentleman who saw panthers. This article claims that the Florida man saw five Florida panthers. And the other one said four, so this guy needs to get his fucking story straight. Let's see here. Now, a couple of these are depressing, like Florida man walking on I-75 struck, killed, three others injured. Here's one's from CBS Tampa, and this is not funny, but the way they have phrased this is funny. Florida man with STD arrested for sexually battering a 76-year-old woman. Banks was having sexual intercourse with the victim without her consent. The victim is physically helpless and unable to defend herself. I don't mean to make light of horrible atrocities here, but why would you write Florida man with STD arrested for sexually battering a 76-year-old woman? That is amazing. The, yeah, I'm not going to read this. Like I said, a lot of these are fucking depressing. Florida man accused of jumping naked on neighbor's trampoline before breaking into home. This is from WSOC Charlotte. I do not know where any of these news stories are coming from. These are from, you know, local news publications. These websites look absolutely fucking atrocious. I'll read this one. It is, again, Florida man accused of jumping naked on neighbor's trampoline before breaking into her home. Not after, before, very specific. Lay Acres, Florida. A Florida man is accused of jumping on a neighbor's trampoline while naked, later breaking into her home while still unclothed, authorities said. Excuse me. The perpetrator was arrested Wednesday and charged with burglary and criminal mischief with property damage. I'm sorry. That's really funny. Criminal mischief. Mischief is like what you see on the back of an ESRB box, right? Like, you know, cartoon mischief, rated E for everybody. Mischief does not sound criminal. I'm sorry. Mischief is like a funny prank you pull on your... It's like the tap prank where you where you tie the sprayer on the thing. I fucking love this. With property damage of more than $200, according to Lee County Sheriff's Office online booking records. No bail has been set. Put this man away. Put this man away. He has run naked through a yard, jumped on a trampoline, and stole some things. According to the sheriff's office, the perpetrator showed up naked at his neighbor's home in Lay Acres on Tuesday afternoon and began tapping on her door. The resident asked the perpetrator if he needed assistance, but he did not respond. This guy was almost definitely on drugs, or he had some kind of horrible, horrible mental issue. And so the system has failed this man, this poor motherfucker who jumped on a trampoline while nude. Now, I'm not going to begrudge him for jumping on a trampoline while nude, because who has not wanted the effervescent experience of both jumping on a trampoline and being nude at the same time? Who among us would not take that option? But, you know, the system has failed this gentleman. He has gone without help for too long, and this is the result. No joke, that's just how it is. Anyway, let's see here. And here's the last one that I want to read. Florida man given federal prison time for operating organic seed scam in South Dakota. So he's going international, baby. He's not just in Florida anymore. He's in South Dakota, baby. United States Attorney Ron Parsons announced that a Bradenton, Florida man convicted of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering was sentenced on February 22nd, 2021 by a U.S. District Judge Karen E. Schreier. Kent Duane Anderson. Now, that is a Florida man name if I've ever heard one. Kent Duane Anderson, age 50, was sentenced to 51 months in federal prison, followed by 2 years of supervised release, restitution to the amount of, it looks like, $15 million, and a special assessment to the Federal Crime Victims Fund to the amount of $200. That's a fucking drop in the bucket. He pled guilty on November 5th. He owned and operated a small business enterprise that exploited the organic grain markets. He purchased thousands of tons of small grain and seed products from non-organic suppliers, then resold those products as organic. So put this man away. He is selling food that is not organic as organic. What a fucking criminal. This is what the police in South Dakota need to be focusing on. This absolute fucking monster. This horrid, horrid man. Put him away forever. lock him up, no bail. You know, fuck this guy. You know, give him the death penalty, I say. You know, that is equivalent to probably killing at least, you know, 9 people, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. This Florida man given federal prison time for operating organic seeds scam. Now, that is what Florida man has been up to this week. I don't really have a purpose for this except for sharing with you the exploits of Florida man. You know, if you enjoyed this, I would say, you know, go to my Patreon, but you guys are already patrons if you can see this. So just, I love Florida man. I love his exploits. I love everything about him. I wish to meet him someday. I want to get his autograph. I want to kiss him on the cheek. Florida man is my friend, and we should all aspire to be a little bit like Florida man, I think, in our lives. I do not live in Florida, but I think that Florida man, his spirit lives in all of us. You know, we all have a little bit of Florida man inside of us. And so if you are going out today to operate any seed scams or look for any lost golf balls in the middle of golf country club lakes, then just think of your inner Florida man. Now I want to share with you guys my inner Florida man. His name is, let's say, Travis, and he is a DJ who has a weed business on the side, and he has a face tattoo of the Scorpio symbol on his right cheek, and that is my Florida man. That is my inner Florida man. His name is Travis. He doesn't know his biological parents, and he was raised in a bucket, so that is my Florida man. I would encourage you all to tell me about your Florida man in the comments. Just, I might do more like this, more more Florida man podcasts with the exploits of Florida man every couple weeks. But if you liked it, let me know. If you hated it, don't let me know. And as always, this has been Funk McLovin. Thank you very much.